365 Ways to Change the World. That's the title of Michael Norton's new book, and it's full of easy ways we can all make the world a better place.
I think everyone can do their bit to change the world, and we shouldn't just leave it to governments or big charities or whatever. But there are lots of little things we can do, and lots of people doing lots of little things can make a huge impact.
So what kind of little things can we do?
Well, book crossing is a really nice idea, that you read a book, you enjoy it, and you leave it for someone else to pick up and read and pass on to someone else. And you log it on a website called bookcrossing.com, which is in fact the world's biggest free public library. You can make amends. You can say sorry to someone and begin to perhaps renew a relationship with them. And someone from my wife's office did that and found that the person worked for Google and said, I know you work for a charity, would you like to be a Google partner? Which means that you get free sort of banner advertising on Google. And she said yes. And the nice thing is that you do good and it comes back to you with spades.
Now, quite often when we think about changing the world, we tend to think about we both must recycle more or drive our cars less. Is it really just about that, or is it these other things that are more important?
No, there are millions of things you can do. You can, of course, recycle, drive less, cycle everywhere, etc., etc. I do most of that myself. But it's not all worthy and boring things to do. I mean, if you're going to cycle, why not join the World Naked Bike Ride every June, just for example? If you're going to do something about motor traffic, why don't you download fake parking tickets from waste monsters and put them under the windscreen wipers of SUVs? There are many, many things to do which can be a lot of fun. There are also things to do which actually raise money but don't cost you anything. And I've got three. One is click on the rainforest site, and every click buys a square metre of rainforest. Do that every morning and you're beginning to buy up the rainforest. If more people do that, more rainforest is saved. It's actually paid for by sponsors to the website. Second is collect your spare change. And I do that and it mounts up very rapidly. I've just moved from saving up to 20p to saving up to 50p. And I'm saving probably about £50 a quarter. And I donate that to a really interesting project. And the third thing is to give up bottled water. And all the money you save on that, donate to something worthwhile, maybe a water project. Because bottled water is venal. It is incredibly expensive and it requires gallons of diesel to bring it to you. And they're plastic bottles at the end, which are a real problem.
Now, it sounds like a lot of these things are actually very, very small and quite easy to do. So are they really going to make that much of an impact?
Well, they'll make a little bit of an impact. They also make a statement that you care. And I believe that we should be making lots of little impacts. We might want to make a big impact as well and do a big project. But lots of little things can make a huge difference to the world.
Now, you've got 365 ways to change the world. Do you think that's pretty much it?
I've actually got 366 because there's leap year. We've got one for every day of the year. No, it's not it. I'm collecting another 365 for the next time we publish the book. And there are lots of interesting, wacky, funny things to do, which, you know, I'm collecting. And when my publisher says to me, right, it's time for a second edition, I'm ready for it.
Where do you find all these different things from? Are they just things really that anyone could think up, or do you have to go searching for them?
No, you pick them up in the newspapers, on radio, on whatever. And sometimes it's a germ of an idea. For example, I'm involved with a charity called Unlimited, and we make awards to individuals with ideas. Someone's come up with the idea of green knickers, and it's really wacky. They have slogans on them, but they also have designs so that you can save the rainforest. And the rainforest design's got green and brown. And as you wash it, the leaves fall off the trees. The rainforest one, it's activated by heat on your bottom, and the blue heat is activated and the water submerges the land. So you can have a bit of fun, wear green knickers, whatever. There are ideas all over the place that are interesting for people to do.
And if you've done nothing at all, ever, and you think, OK, I'm going to start, make one change, I'm going to do one thing, what would you think it would be as a good starting place?
I think just to pledge to change the world. I think change yourself, change your attitude, think that you can do it, and you can. And buy my book, because there are 365 ways to do it.
That's Michael Norton. His book, 365 Ways to Change the World, is published by Myriad Editions.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.